Blog Talk Radio.
Radio today. The date for our timeline here is October 1st of the year 2017. We're going to go direct to our guest pretty quick here. Just a quick mention, today we're starting a new contest courtesy of Groomer's Choice Pet Products, where we're going to be giving away two cases of shampoo or conditioner concentrates. As usual, all the games that we'll be playing related to this online will be done at the message board at Groomer Talk. You can get to Groomer Talk easily. Just go to the homepage, petgroomer.com, and you'll see there will be advertising and promotion for that there. Just find your way to the Groomer Talk message board. Now, on to our guest. Today we have with us Joanna Zucker. She is the Vice President of Services for PetSmart. She has over 20 years' experience in retail and pet services. Joanna leads the strategic development and growth of PetSmart services portfolio, including grooming salons, pets hotel, and training. She and her team deliver innovative solutions to provide a world-class customer service experience for pets and parents. Joanna is married to Arnie. They have three children, Ben, Claire, and Sarah, and her fur family has five members. That includes, I've got here, Henry, Speckles, Tiger, Lottie, and a bunny named Patches. I'm going to open up the line and bring Joanna here with us. All right. Are you there, Joanna?
I am, Steve. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm glad we've got you here with us today. Came in with us on even a Sunday. I appreciate that.
Oh, truly my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Sure. And I hope I got your background there correctly.
Yep. I would say 20 years of business experience. I've been in retail for the last two, but I've been with PetSmart for two and in pet services for two. But everything else is right, and you got the family just perfect. Thanks.
Okay. Well, that's a one big family. You've got your hands full even on the private life side there, let alone being a vice president. Well, let's get into a question here. What do you see as the future of pet grooming salons in the United States?
That's a great question, and I see a bright future. I see pet grooming salons continuing to do well and grow as the demand for pet services continues to grow. As you know, more and more people are seeing the power of pets. This is especially true as more millennials become pet parents. And in many cases, they're becoming pet parents instead of or because they're postponing children. So the demand for pet services are expected to continue to increase as a result of that. There's another trend that's been going on for, gosh, well over a decade that drives the growth in pet services, and it's not slowing down, and that's the humanization of pets. This is where pet parents and pet families truly treat their pets as true members of the family, treating them to the things they enjoy, and that includes services like grooming, and even very premium grooming services like spa treatments. And the one thing I think you'll continue to see in grooming specifically as we move forward from here is I think you're going to see a range of the types of services offered, from self-service to full-service concepts that best meet the needs of whatever type of pet parent is out there.
I see. And the current retail landscape is radically changing. PetSmart is opening more and more stores every day and expanding their services to pet parents. While other businesses are struggling, what is the impact of PetSmart's continued growth offering the grooming community?
I think it's a very positive outlook and impact on the grooming community. The good news is we are growing. Last year, PetSmart opened more than 70 stores, and we expect to open a similar number in 2018. And as new stores are grand open, we always have a grooming salon in them, so each of them contains a new grooming salon. And PetSmart offers a safe, secure, and prosperous career for any groomer out there who, or any future groomer, someone thinking about a role in grooming. We have very competitive compensation. We offer both full or part-time positions. Obviously, as we're a large company with 50,000 associates, we offer health benefits. And I'm excited to say that in the last 2 years, we actually now have a very robust career path in our salons. Traditionally, it was salon leader and that was it. But we are now have now developed a full field quality and education team where if you love grooming and love teaching, you can become one of our district academy trainers and lead our academy programs. And then obviously, if you decide you love PetSmart, but you're tired of grooming, we also have store leadership positions. So pet parents are looking for a grooming salon that's not only convenient and affordable, but one that you can trust. And we believe PetSmart, I know PetSmart, meets all those requirements and more. And then the last thing I would say about what we offer the grooming community is we offer an amazing training. I talked about our district academy trainers. We run our own academies at PetSmart, and we train you. We offer 800 hours of academy training and then a six-month apprenticeship. And then you're off to develop your own clientele after that. So it's really exciting because of education and all the ongoing development and career path opportunities we offer that I think PetSmart has a lot to offer the growing grooming community.
Yes, I do. I agree. The training, the academy training, it certainly has come a long way since its beginning, and you guys have really forged ahead with great planning. Now, but what do you
yes.
see as the challenges groomers are facing today in the marketplace?
Well, if you think about grooming, you know, it is a technical skill, but obviously you're also in customer service, right? You're serving not only the pet parent, but the pet as well. And the funny thing is that pet can't talk. So all the communication needs to go through the pet parent. So I think groomers face many challenges. You know, the first is finding a location, a team, and a culture that feels right. Anytime you're working on a team and working in a fairly stressful environment like grooming where you're dealing with a live animal, you want to find a location, team, and culture that feels right to you. The second challenge, I think, is finding that great balance between the technical skills required for grooming and then the customer service skills that you need to keep the pet parents loyal and coming back to you, right? You want to build a book of business. And our research has found that really what keeps someone coming back is the customer service. The quality of groom is important, but it's really the customer service that makes people come back to you. And then finally, I think you need to continue to learn and sharpen your technical skills. And that's an ongoing challenge that groomers face of how do they continue to do this. I know this is something that my groomers continually ask for, and we're trying to bring more of it to them so that they feel like they're improving their skills over time. As I said, our academy is 800 formal hours of training and then a six-month apprenticeship. But what we're really focused on now is bringing ongoing educational and development opportunities to our 9,000 groomers that we have nationwide so they can continue to get better with each year that they serve PetSmart and the pets that they serve.
You know, at PetGroomer.com, we as much service the today's groomers, but as well as influencing and just describing the markets and all to thousands of career seekers that find their way to us just learning more about the industry and what distinguishes the experience for groomers at a national chain versus a small independent shop.
I think the biggest differentiator is our training and education. I firmly believe that we have the best training in the industry, and I know that we've trained more groomers than any other entity out there. We like to say we train America's groomers. Additionally, because we typically do more volume, last year we serviced 16 million pets. We have a larger staff, and so you have the support and guidance of other stylists in your salon. And these people can coach and develop you in addition to your leader. And, of course, you can learn from their experiences, right? When someone's groomed for 10, 12, 20 years, you have a lot you can learn from them. And then finally, I think we're constantly looking for ways to grow our business and bring new innovation into the salon. And because we have 1,600 grooming salons around the country, our scale allows us to do this. And I think one recent example of that is we brought the human beauty brand Qi into the dog space. So because we're a business, saw this brand growing, we reached out to them and in partnership developed a pet product using their brand name, but importantly with all the great things you love about it, like, you know, the silky texture, long-lasting scent that it has. And our groomers just love working with Qi products. So it's proprietary to our salon, and it's something they can offer their pet parents that others can't. You know, the dogs smell wonderful and the scent lasts a long time, and we have found that our pet parents really love it. So I think what distinguishes us, to summarize, is certainly our training, and then I think our scale and what that allows us to do, from the example of Qi, and then also the fact that we run national advertising for our grooming salon. So we're constantly building awareness, and that helps to bring new pet parents into the salon, and that's something that's harder for a local independent to do.
You know, as I said, we deal with so many resources that we put out there for the career seekers that do come by. And now, and you've played a great part in that. For groomers starting their careers, training, and we hear this all the time, training is a burden for them. It can be an expensive career area to break into. What are some ways that PetSmart has been able to provide aspiring groomers with the knowledge and skills to explore their career in grooming?
One of the things that I absolutely love about my job, Steve, is that we can offer someone a new career for free. So I've talked a lot about our training. What I haven't said is it comes at zero cost to the aspiring groomer. So at PetSmart, our grooming academies are free of charge. And you come into PetSmart when you apply online or apply in the store. You're hired as a stylist apprentice, and we pay you hourly. And really, we're teaching you how to safely bathe dogs, do nail grinds, things of that nature. And you're working in the salon with real pet parents, real dogs, and trying to figure out if this is something you like. A lot of people, I think they'll like grooming, but it's a tough job, right? Dealing with live animals that are not familiar with you, particularly on that first visit, is very tough. But after learning to bathe dogs, if they decide they want a career in grooming, we then send you off to our grooming academy. The important thing here, as I said, is it's of no charge to you. We know it's about a $6,500 value. That's about what other people charge on average. And importantly, not only is it free, you continue to get paid while you go through our four-week academy. And so just a great, great blessing and thing that we can give aspiring groomers. In addition, we send you off to that academy with a new set of tools that's supplied by PetSmart at no cost. So you don't have to go out and buy a set of shears or, you know, a comb or a brush or whatever it is, because we supply you with the toolkit that you need to go to academy. And so you truly have zero out-of-pocket expenses to start your career. And as importantly, you earn a wage throughout your entire training period. This way, we allow folks to explore if they want this career, and bring them in as an apprentice, and then experience all the aspects of the job firsthand so they can truly determine if this is a career they want or not. And so I'm just delighted that we've been able to make these advancements. The toolkits are new. We've only been doing that for about 8 months. And so we truly are 100% free right now. And I just think it's a great thing that we can offer the industry, and importantly offer lots of women and men out there, if they want a career change or if they're looking to get into a technical skill, that we allow them to do that without having to take out loans and other things.
Yeah, I think that's been just a dramatic impact, because, like I said, I've been 50-some years in this industry, and just 20 online with helping, and just so many of them. I know they can't get into their career, and you've really opened up a dramatic and a nationwide avenue for people. So I really salute what you've done on that.
Well, I appreciate that.
Sure.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
I was going to say, you know, I appreciate those kind words. And I would tell you that, you know, we're looking for stylist apprentice every single day in every single salon. So I encourage the folks listening out there to give us a chance and consider us. As I said, I would put our trainee up against anyone else. And we continue to work on other things and get feedback from our staff. And I think if you ask people today versus 2 years ago, they would tell you we've come a long way. And my goal is to get better and better with each passing day so that my staff, you know, we have 15,000 total people who work in salon. And my goal each and every day is to make their job better with each passing day and to give them the tools and resources they need to do it as best as they can.
You know, Joanna, one thing I haven't had a chance to even talk to you about, and maybe you could just, we're starting to see in some of the trade magazines about the salons now called the groomery, right? Could you tell us a little bit about those? I know some of the people probably listening to the show haven't even quite heard about this new venture you're going into with them.
Yep. So we're literally on the cusp. We're now within 3 weeks of opening our first one. So the Groomery by PetSmart is a new concept for us. It is the first time that we will be building standalone salons. And what I mean by that is they will not be in a PetSmart store. So the main goal of these are about 2,500 square feet is for salons, as you would imagine. And so we are launching four of them this year before the end of the calendar year, predominantly, and I would say more urban areas, larger cities. Our first two open in New York City on the Upper West Side and in Oak Park, downtown Oak Park, Chicago. On the 23rd and 25th of this month, so we'll have our big media day in New York on the 25th, I believe. And it's going to offer a full-service grooming, as you would imagine, a bit larger than a typical salon with, you know, 10 tables on average. And then we will also offer self-serve dog wash in each of those, and then limited merchandise. So we'll have some food, some treats, toys, brushes, shampoos, obviously, pet carriers, given that we're in a more of an urban environment. And then obviously all of our products are available through PetSmart.com and the entire store. But the main focus is really a more aspirational high-end grooming experience with PetSmart.
That's great. That's going to be exciting to kind of watch and see how this progresses. They should, I would think, do very well. And
I think they will. We obviously hope they will.
Yeah, great. Joanna, let's take a look at you again for a minute here. You wrote a book called Millennium Mom with time-saving tips for working women. Any tips for our groomer moms out there?
Yeah, well, thanks for asking about my personal passion and my book. I published so long ago. But, you know, I was constantly asked by people, how did you do it with, at the time, two young children. And so I decided on my third maternity leave, I'd try to write it down, never thinking it would be published. But I think every working mom can benefit from a few simple tips. I know I benefited from them, and I'd always listen and ask people above me for their tips, and a lot of them went into the book. So a few I would share is, first and foremost, you have to be sure to take care of yourself and your health. Because you really can't take care of everyone else if you're not healthy, and certainly not young infants and young children who are requiring so much of mom's attention. And one simple thing that really impacts your health, and I don't think women give it enough attention, is the right amount of sleep. So it's important to make sure you get the right amount that you need. I can tell you I need 8 hours, and you saw, you know, you read how big my family is and my job, but I can tell you I get 8 hours of sleep every night. I make it a priority because I know I can't be my best self as a mom and as a leader without it. Another one I would tell you is to just divide and conquer, and really living by that each and every day with your spouse or partner or significant other or whomever is in your life, because it really does take a village to raise a healthy, strong child and family. And the more you can be clear on who does what in the household, the easier life is. And what I tell people all the time, Steve, is it's very easy. I think everyone knows who pays the bills, right? That's easy. Everyone knows who's making dinner that night. But it's the little things that tend to trip you up. Who's making the doctor's appointments? Who's getting the oil changed? Who's in charge of, you know, making sure that the laundry's done? Who's making the lunches every day for school? It's those things that do take time and cause stress. And so the more you can literally go through every task of what it takes to run a family, and there's a lot of them, and just say, I'm doing this, you're doing this, and try to get it. You know, I would tell you in our best years of my husband and I, when we were 60-40, me, him, we were good. We were like in a rhythm and we worked. When it got anything above that, that's when the stress came in, right? It was too much for me, and I'd have to say to him, I need you to take on whatever. And it's not permanent, right? Things ebb and flow all the time. You get really busy, he gets really busy, she gets really busy, whatever it is. And so you just have to constantly have open communication. My favorite thing I used to say to people all the time when I would speak to women's groups or various groups in my 20-year career was, you know, I hope that you all would agree with me and that you married one of your best friends, right? We don't typically marry people that we wouldn't be friends with. And, you know, if you talk to your best friends, right? It's open communication. And don't forget that they're one of your best friends. And don't forget that you need to communicate. I think sometimes we feel like when we get married, the other person or make a commitment to someone, the other person can read our minds. And that's just not the case. And so never close those lines of communication. They're incredibly important, and that's what's going to keep the stress down in the household.
I absolutely agree. You know, that communication is where it's all about. Assuming, making assumptions what someone else is thinking, that just doesn't work. I mean, no.
Right.
So that's
if you can
give
me a mind reader, I'd love to clone them and, you know, get out. But I've yet to meet one yet. Although, you know, I see some people on America's Got Talent that sometimes I think, oh, my God, they really can read people's minds. But, you know, they're the exception, not the norm for sure.
That's right. Okay, well, I appreciate your having been with us today. Now, everyone that's listening to this, we do have a PetSmart banners on all over the place, actually, petgroomer.com. But just remember, even on the homepage there, it will take you to the job site, and you can search the openings that are in your area. And they can also go into local stores anyway, right, and do applications there.
Yeah, you can apply online. You can go to a local store. It's easiest to apply online. So I would tell you, don't even have to leave the comforts of your home or apartment and go online and apply. And it's great. Our website now, you can see profiles. We have we didn't get to talk about it yet, Steve, but we now have a PetSmart grooming team that competes at various groom shows across the country. And you'll see some profiles of some of our groomers that are on our grooming team. And you can see about that. You know, eventually we'll have in a few weeks here stuff about the groomery as well. So there's lots of stuff on there that you can become more familiar with the career. And then obviously you can apply online as well.
Oh, that's great. I'd like to know more about that grooming team. Maybe I can get some information. We can post that in our community. That's neat.
Oh, would be happy to. Yeah, we just started it this year, and I couldn't be more proud of them. We have 9 women who compete for us. We're expanding to 11 next year, and they've done extremely well, and I'm very proud of all their hard work and, importantly, the successes that they're seeing out in the Groom Show Network.
Okay, well, I've definitely have earmarked that, and we'll be putting something together with that on with you. So everyone out there, thank you for listening today. Joanna, thank you for taking the time to be a part of this show, and we hope to perhaps hear from you in the future again.
I'd love to come on anytime you need me, Steve. And again, thank you for allowing me to be part of your show and for sharing a bit more about PetSmart. Truly appreciate it.
Okay, thank you very much.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Yes, bye-bye.